So I want to close this week by finishing up what we were looking at the last couple of days, which has been in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. And of course, that's a very familiar verse. Very familiar verse that tells us that there's no temptations. In fact, what it says, this is from the New King James, it says, "No temptation has overtaken you, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear." Now, those are words that have been freeing for, obviously, 2,000 years. That's brought freedom, liberty, encouragement, strength at the times that we need strength. And they still bring those all those things today. And those words are obviously just as true for us today. Now, in the last couple of days, I've looked at the fact that when you consider that it starts off, no temptation, when you read that in the Amplified Bible, it says no temptation or trial regarding as enticing to sin. So it's talking about not just temptations, that God's delivered us and provided the means of escape, not just from temptation of things that entice us to sin, but also those trials which will entice us to sin. But also, because if you read this whole thing in context, starting at the very beginning of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, he's talking about the idolatry that was taking place in the wilderness. So he's also talking about the temptation to look away from God and to look towards other things. So this is the temptation to place anything else in your life above God. That's a temptation. And he will give you the ability to overcome those things. The temptation is to look towards things and to look away from God. Because if we start looking away from God and looking towards things, we're also tempted to not have faith. We don't put our faith and our trust in God. If I'm placing anything above God, anything, if I'm putting my money that I have above God, if I'm putting a person above God, if I'm putting anything in my life above God, guess what? My trust and my faith in God, the temptation is to not trust Him, to not put my reliance, my confidence, my hope, my trust in Him. And this is part of the thing that the Lord is telling us, that He gives us. These are danger points for us, and He's telling us He's with us. He will give us the means of escape and all those things. So I just read that to you in the New King James. What I did yesterday was I read that also in the Amplified Bible, because you heard how I read it in the King James. I'll read it again. And you can see that, yeah, it's a long verse. But when you read it in the Amplified Bible, you see how much longer that verse is. Because again, the Amplified adds words or phrases to give you the fullness of meaning that was intended from the original text or from the original Greek. So in the New King James, it says, "No temptation has overcome you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it." So now let's read that same verse, but let's look at it in the Amplified Bible, which uses words and phrases again to give us the fuller meaning of the original text. "For no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold of you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience and such as a man can bear. But God is faithful to His word and to His compassionate nature, and He can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and assayed beyond your ability and your strength of resistance and power to endure. But with the temptation, He will always also provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently." That is all verse number 13 of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, but it shows us so much more. Now, yesterday we looked at the very beginning part of that in the Amplified Bible. There's no temptation or trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads. No temptation has overtaken you or had hold of you. That's not common to man. So we know that what you're facing, even though it seems like no one else has to endure, no one else understands, no one else knows what I'm going through, we feel that way. But the truth is, it's common to man. And because it's common to man, that's also letting us know that it's common to the flesh. It's common to mankind. And Jesus became this flesh. Jesus became a man just like you and I. And so it's whatever you're facing, it's common to man. And you can be assured that Jesus, when he was here on this earth, faced that very temptation that you have today. Whether it's a temptation to do something you know is wrong, whether it's a temptation to start looking away from God, whether the temptation is to get away from the Word of God, whether the temptation is to do something that is, you know, is going to cause you bondage, or the temptation to look towards other things, whatever the temptation might be in your life. Jesus has faced all of those same things. Whatever the temptation is, Jesus has faced it, because whatever you face is common to man. He faced it, and he had victory over those temptations, and he had victory in this flesh as a man, so that as he defeated, once he defeated sin and death and is ascended in victory and seated at the right hand of God the Father in that victory, now through him, you and I in the same flesh, he was in the same flesh you are, you and I in this natural flesh, temptations come, but through Jesus Christ, we now have the strength to overcome it. So now let's pick it up about halfway through this. It says, but God is faithful to his word and his compassionate nature. Boy, that's encouraging. You know, that lets us know that whatever you're facing today, if there is a temptation in your life, whatever it is, you don't face it alone. God is with you. And this is God speaking through Paul to you today, saying, God is saying to you, I am faithful. He's faithful to his word and his compassionate nature. Boy, that's really good news. That's good to hear that. Because when we're tempted, when we're faced with temptations, or things that are enticing us away from God, or things that entice us to sin, which then causes us to place separation between ourselves and God. God doesn't separate himself, but you know, with sin, when we do that, we're the ones who kind of turn away from God. We're the ones who create some form of separation. But God is saying, when you are tempted, he's not looking at you with judgment. He's saying that he's faithful to his word and his promises. And he's faithful to his compassionate nature. It was compassion that drove God to become flesh in the form of Jesus the Son. It was compassion that led him to become this flesh, this failed flesh in this fallen world. It was compassion that did that, and he still has that compassionate nature. And so when you are tempted, he's faithful. Even when we're not faithful, he is faithful. And he stands with you, and he gives you his strength. Strength in his word, but strength that is also driven and motivated by his compassionate nature for you. He's not looking at you, wagging his finger at you. His compassionate nature is saying, son, daughter, I love you. I love you. I see the harm this is going to bring you. I don't want you to be harmed. It's compassion that drives him. And it goes on to say, and he can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and assayed beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. Good news there. Really good news there. No matter how great that temptation may feel, no matter how overwhelming that temptation may feel, he's given you his word. This is his word. He's promising to you. He can be trusted. You're not going to be tempted beyond what you can bear. If you choose, it all comes down to choice. Nothing in this life has the power to overtake you with temptation or trials to entice you to sin. Nothing. Nothing can overtake you and force you into it. And he's promised that. And he will be with you. Nothing goes beyond your ability to stand and to resist. It's a choice. To resist is a choice. And he gives you the power to endure. But with temptation, he also always provides a way of escape. A means of escape to a landing place. That means if you're faced with something right now, he's provided the means of escape. He's provided a landing place, a soft landing place, a secure place for you to come down. This is the compassionate nature of Jesus Christ for us, that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently. So I'm going to conclude by sharing this part with you. Verse number 14, the next verse says this, therefore, my dearly beloved, shun keep clear, away from, avoid by flight if need be, any sort of idolatry, of love or venerating anything more than God. And this is what it comes down to. If you feel like you're being tempted, if you feel like there's a trial that's enticing you to sin, if you feel like there's a trial that's enticing you to not believe, to not operate in faith, whatever it is you're faced with, God is saying, therefore, my beloved, you are his beloved. Shun, keep clear, turn away from, by flight, any sort of idolatry. Idolatry is loving or venerating anything above God. If there is anything in your life that you are placing above God, the Lord is saying, turn away from those things. Shun it. Reject it. If you have to, turn and run away from it. Because these are the things that will be the source of the temptations. Now, he'll deliver you, but don't put yourself in that position. Therefore, you, he's calling you, his dearly beloved sons and daughters, shun, keep clear, away from, avoid, by flight, if you have to, any sort of idolatry or loving or venerating anything more than God. Jesus, our love, our hearts are on you. We give you priority in first place above all things in our lives, above all today. And Holy Spirit, show us, because your love is in us, show us how to operate in that love. Show us today how to operate in that love back towards you. Because even as I pray and say, we love you and we give you the first priority. I know there's many that are out there saying, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to feel that. Stir that love within inside of them. I thank you, Jesus, that you are stirring that love inside of them. And the Holy Spirit, you show them how to release that love right back to you. You show us and you teach us. We thank you and praise you in your name, Jesus. Amen.